The Maharsha explains that the birthstool that Paro sent him to look at closely and look at the males to kill them and the females to live, that the Gemara Chazal tell us was like the ultrasound. You're able to figure out if it was a boy or a girl. In other words, the way the Maharsha learns the psukim is that Paro didn't want to outright kill them. Later on, he didn't have a problem with it. But in the beginning, he didn't want to. He wanted to kill them while they were still only a uterus, when they were still only a fetus. So the question is, what was he wanting to gain by that? So the Maharsha says, because Paro knew the halacha, that a Akam Shaharag is a Uber, a Gentile that kills a Uber, Yechayiv Misa, you're liable to capital punishment. A Yid kills an Uber, it's Aser, but there's no capital punishment. So therefore, he got the Jewish midwives to do it, so therefore to avoid the prohibition. That's the Maharsha. So the Mefarshim ask on the Maharsha, like, what do you mean? We have a principle, Ein Shriach L'Dvar Aveira. So what's that based on? That if I send someone to do an Aveira, like I told them, the Meshaleach told them to do an Aveira, God told them not to, Divri HaRav, Divri HaTal, and Mishom, so it's on him. But if it's mutter, but let's say the Meshaleach sends something to Shriach, it's mutter to. And then he sends something that for the Meshaleach it's usher, but the Shriach it's mutter. So then we say Yesh Shriach Udvar Avera, because there's no, you can't say Divarav Divri Atal Mishomim, the Meshaleach's allowed to do it. So therefore, it's Mishyachah is back to the Meshaleach. So the question is, so what does Paro gain by if we say Yesh Shriach Udvar Avera because it's mutter for the Shriach, then how is he gaining anything? There's the whole Chakira, Rabbi Kiva Eger, others, in terms of what's the difference. We say a guy kills an Uber Yechayev Misa. If a Jew kills an Uber, he's not Chayev Misa. What is it, a technical difference? In other words, an onshin that fundamentally it's the same Maiser Ritzicha, but for technical reasons, he's pater from onshin. What do I say? No. It's not a Maiser Ritzicha at all. My nafkamina, the nafkamina is this. If Meshaleach sends, if a non-Jew sends you to kill an Uber, so if it's a Maiser Ritzicha without the onus, it doesn't help. It's Mishyach is back to the Meshaleach. But if it's not a Maisa Aveira, it's a Maisa Hetzer, so then that's how Meshaleach gains. What does nothing goes back to him because it's not Ritzicha. So therefore, that's the pshat. That's what Paro wanted to gain. That we don't say Yesh Shriach Dvar Aveira because for the Shaliach, it's not just Puter Onshin, but he's totally, it's not a Maisa Ritzicha, and therefore that was Paro's Chochmah. Lumdis in order to work out the situation.